Blog Talk Radio. For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Good morning, lovelies. It is United Monday moment of inspiration on Veronda Bellamy Inspired. I want to thank you all for joining me this morning, and I encourage you to rejoin us on tomorrow Monday. Yes, that is United Neighbors in the evangelistic discipleship. We want to be united, unity within the body of Christ. So the scripture that I'm going to share with you guys this morning comes from Isaiah 42, 4 through 8, and it reads, "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the owls shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto thee, people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I the Lord have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." Again, that came out of Isaiah 42, 4 through 8. So guys, on this United Monday, that scripture reminds us that God has called us out to assist other people. That aligns perfectly with United Neighbors in the evangelistic discipleship. We are to go out and bring other people into Christ, albeit through us speaking with them, having a conversation with them, bringing them to Christ through prayer, through the prayer of salvation, by showing them through our actions, by loving them, by, I talked about this yesterday on my show actually, by showcasing our gratitude towards that person, through our actions, through the way we treat that person, by showing that we're thankful for their existence. That's for family, friends, and even strangers. Unity, guys, is required. It is a necessity within the body of Christ. So on this United Monday, I'm going to pray for unity for us all. Let us look to God in prayer. Most gracious God, we love you. We thank you for this great morning, God. We thank you for this platform to reach people. God, we ask that you will continue to have your way. God, we welcome your Holy Spirit to guide us, to teach us, and to comfort us as we move about within this world. United Monday, United Neighbors in the Evangelistic Discipleship, God, is what we're praying for. We thank you, God, for everything. We are declaring that unity will come, God. Unity within our homes. Unity within our marriages. Unity within our families, God. Unity within our churches. Unity within our careers. Unity in everything that we touch, God. Unity within our business ventures, God. Unity within our neighbors, God. Everything, God. We are inviting your spirit of unity, God, to rest. May everyone is listening to this prayer, this very moment, God, be blessed with unity, with the spirit of unity, God. We ask that your spirit will evoke itself within their lives, God, so much that it penetrates to the person that they interact with, God. God, this thing called life is not about us, it's all about you. We thank you for this platform to reach other people, God, to show them how to operate within the body of Christ with unity. God, we thank you for children, God. We thank you for family, God. We thank you for church family, God. We thank you for being in the right mind, God. We thank you for health, God. We thank you for vision, God. We thank you for touch, smell, God, taste, God, all of our senses, God. God, you're just awesome, God. You created everything so perfectly, God, to work in unison, God, for your glory. God, we give you all the praise and all the honor, God. You are absolutely amazing, God. We thank you, God, that everything is being restored right now under the spirit of unity, God. If there is any type of confusion, God, we ask that you remove it, God. Give clarity. God, send unity, God, to everyone that's listening right now, God. God, we just thank you, God. We can't praise you enough, God. You are absolutely amazing, God. We love you, God, on this United Monday and every day, God. God, we ask, Lord, that you will guide us, God, as we are to look to you for direction on things. Holy Spirit, teach us how, God, to act in your ways, God, to be more like Christ, God. He went and gave up the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, God. And he died on a cross for our sins, God. And we are thankful for that, God. The least we can do is be in unison with our brothers and sisters in Christ, God. We thank you, God, and we love you. We praise your holy name. God, we are inviting the spirit of unity to fall and rest upon everyone that's listening right now under the anointing of this prayer of Veronda Bellamy Inspired, God. You are awesome, God. We thank you, God, that this is a beautiful day already, God. We are dispatching, God, your angels to cover everyone that's under this prayer right now. God, bless them in a way that you've never done before, God. God, we are inviting you to lead us, God, to open doors, God, in unity, united neighbors in the discipleship of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have had the opportunity to join us this morning, we thank you. And as usual, we like to offer the opportunity for the prayer of salvation to anyone that's ready to join us in this unity effort with Christ. If you are ready to take that vow and be committed to God, repeat after me. Father, I know that I have broken your laws and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry, and now I want to turn away from my past sinful life towards you. Please forgive me and help me avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. So if you've just repeated that prayer, you are saved. Find yourself a church, get rooted in that church, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you as God sees fit. Welcome to the Christian family. Guys, thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired United Monday Morning and Moments of Inspiration. I invite you guys to rejoin us tomorrow at 7 a.m. for Tweens and Youth Moments of Inspiration. Call in 914-338-0464. If you have any prayer requests, you may submit those prayers to prayerrequests@verondabellamy.com. And those prayer requests will certainly be petitioned to our Lord and Savior. Guys, I want to thank you all again for joining. And make sure you join us back tomorrow, 7 a.m., okay? You guys, be inspired. all for joining Veronda Bellamy, Inspired.